HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the Halachot HaMinagim now of Selichot. Our Nusach, the way that we do the Anenu is we start Elokei Avraham, Ha'oneh Bet Ratzon, Pachad Yitzchak, Ha'oneh Bet Sarah, and then Abir Yaakov, Ha'oneh Bet Rachamim. We continue Magen David, Elokei HaMerkava, and Rachum V'Chanun. Which means that if you actually look, the difference is that some of the Sidurim, right, especially nowadays, there's the Edot HaMizrach, what they do is they do Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which means they do Elokei Avraham, Pachad Yitzchak, Abir Yaakov, and then they do the attributes that correspond to them. So even though we had what we call by Avraham Avinu, we had Ha'oneh Bet Ratzon, by Pachad Yitzchak, we had Tzarah, by Abir Yaakov, we had Rachamim, right? They come and they divide it. They first do the Avot HaKdoshim, and then they do the attributes which actually correspond. What we do is that we do with each one parallel, what we do is that we first start with Elokei Avraham, Ha'oneh Bet Ratzon. We continue Pachad Yitzchak, Ha'oneh Bet Tzarah. And that's the way, that is our Nusach, right, as is brought down in the Machzor Zechol Avraham and Zechol Berit Avon, Noten Netivot Ma'arav, Magen Avot, Machzor Avotenu. These are all the things. Now he says over here, right, that according to Rav Chaim Falache, right, he says that some people have the minhag of adding in an aha, right, anenu el aha demin anenu. And again, that's what we also do. We have a little tiny star, and it says some people they add in an aha demin anenu. And he says, however, though, how are you supposed to say it? So if you remember, we once gave a shiur on this in the past, and we said that it all depends on the Gemara, how you learn up the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. If you remember, even Rabbi Meir Bala Nes, when he was telling the person in the way that he was saying also Elahad Demi'in. However though, what's the explanation of Elahad Demi'in? Many times we come and we think that we are saying it's the God of Rabbi Meir, and that's why some people actually add Anenu Elahad De Rabbi Meir Anenu. However though, if you look there in the Maharsha there is actually not talking about Rabbi Meir, it's Elahad de Meir, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's Meir, the one that he brings the splendor, he brings the brilliance, right, that we can actually see. He is the one that illuminates the world. That is what we are referring to. And therefore, that's why it's improper to say Elahad de Rabbi Meir. We are actually saying Elahad de Meir Anenu. It's actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to Rabbi Meir. And that's why again, Chaim Falache says that we're not supposed to say the Rabbi Meir, but rather we're only supposed to say, right, Meir, right, Elahad Meir Anenu. Right, then he says here, I also saw in the Sefer Noheg Bechokhma that there was one Rav Echad that he said in the city of Fez, right, not to say it all, Elahad Meir, right, or Elahad Rabbi Yochai, whatever, but each one again, we have our own customs, and every single one, our custom is that actually in Yom Kippur, we actually add a few more, especially during the time of Ni'ilah, we have Ezrat HaShevatim, right, Mizkav HaImahot, we add in a few more, the extra that we actually add in, again, that's all depends on customs. Now, the Minhag of the Yehudei Marrakesh and the Darom, so the minagim of some of the south is that when they say Elohei HaMerkava, they actually answer Baruch Hu Shemo. Now, when we are saying Aseh Leman Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, I don't know if you realize, but a lot of the Edot Mizrach, they answer Aseh, right? Instead of answering Amen. So where exactly? So the Machzor of the Ish Matzliach, he actually says some people have the minhag of saying Amen, and some people have the minhag of saying Aseh. However, the minhag of saying Amen is Yoter Nachon. So it's better to say Amen and not Aseh. And that is actually our minhag, as if you actually look at the Machzor Avotenu, also the Selichot, it says our minhag was always to answer Amen after every single one of the Aseh Leman Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Aseh Leman David Ushlomo. There we answer Amen, we do not answer Aseh. Now on the first half, we don't answer nothing whatsoever, it's all read, and that's why we do it together also. We're doing it now, that we all read it together, and then when it continues, you continue over there. Now during Aseret Emet Teshuvah, we have the minhag of adding in the says Aseh Leman Malachecha Kedoshim, which means right now we are skipping it out, but there's a small paragraph in small letters, right, where we do Ater Ater Ater. There the minhag is that during Aseret Temet Teshuvah we add this in. So here the Ater Tavah brings down, this is what's brought down in the Zechol Avraham, that this is the minhag. He actually brings down others as well, and then he says the Machzor Avotenu, and he says in the Tivot HaMa'arav, it says the reason why is it's supposed to awaken the Malachim to help us, right? And that's also the minhag of Tunisia, as is brought down in Leah Das, that between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we add in, right, again, Aseret Temet Teshuvah, we add in Aseh Leman Malachecha Kedoshim. So that was our minhag as well, that Bezrat Hashem, once we get to Aseret Temet Teshuvah, we're going to add in this small paragraph, right, that we actually say, we also mention it on Kippur as well. Now, the Piyuta Vimafes Rova Aken, right, so a lot of times, people thought that it was a minhag to actually say it every single day. However, though, the real minhag was is that the majority of the people, they actually skipped to Zikaron Lefanecha B'Shachak, and only on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, they used to add it in. So he says, also, this was the minhag of Tunisia as well. Not only the Moroccan minhag, also Tunisia. He says here in the Sefer Alei Hadas that we don't say the piyut of Imafes Rova Ken, right, completely, but rather we start from Zikaron Lefanecha B'Shachak. And that was even the minhag of the majority of the Etot Mizrach, even nowadays. So the Machzor Avotenu just break down that Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Kippur, some people used to say it in order to remind ourselves of Rachamei Shamayim, of again, of Zechut of Yitzchak, Avinu Alav Shalom, and that's why they actually added in. So those are just like a few of the different things, and we'll continue, Bezrat Hashem.